Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage, actually our summary of Filene's 2018 Big Bright Minds here in San Diego, where we experienced everything from thunder, lightning, rain, floods, power outages, but we all soldiered through it and got to experience some amazing content presentations here at this two-day conference, and just phenomenal, as always, a phenomenal gathering. But this conference keeps on running into some really weird, wacky weather phenomenon. Last year we were in Austin, Texas this time of year, and it snowed. It never snows there that time of the year. And then this year we have this crazy thunderstorm that took place here in San Diego, along with floods and water main breaks and all sorts of havoc that broke out downtown here. But again, like I said, we soldiered through it and got on with a fabulous conference. And it all kicked off yesterday morning with Mr. Mark Meyer, the fearless leader of Filene. And he talked about three key points in his presentation. One of them, which was knowing your member, getting to know your member better through data analytics, and kind of data analytics right now, even at the simplest form, is kind of leveling the playing field for a lot of folks out there, especially credit unions. The second thing he talked about was thinking about the concept of innovation and being able to prototype effectively. Credit unions are very agile as far as developing and executing and delivering financial technology out there. So that was number two. And then the third one he talked about was being engaged in today's war for talent. And that's all has to do with today's really historically low unemployment rates right now, where finding great talent is a challenge. You ask any credit union out there, ask any organization in any industry right now, and finding top talent out there is a real challenge. And so credit unions are in the same boat with a lot of those folks out there. So yeah, Mark addressed that as well. And there were other speakers throughout the conference that addressed those points in more detail. But Mark pretty much laid the foundation there for us. And so again, yeah, we soldiered through some wacky weather there, but our keynote was Stanford University's Huggy Rao, and he talked about the growth. The kind of the key to growth today is spreading and scaling excellence across the entire organization. It's not just about how many members you have, what your assets are. It's about spreading that excellence throughout your organization so everybody can flourish, and then everything kind of falls in line from there. And those pillows down. Let's put that pillow out there. Make it look nice and neat. But anyway, and then Filene's very own Taylor Nelms got up there. He's their new senior director of research out there. He talked about what's coming from the Center of Performance and Organizational Excellence from Filene. So he had some really cool things to say about that. Go check on their website, filene.org, to get some more details on that stuff. And next up, we had the first i3 team get up there and do their presentation on a solution for natural disasters. No, they're not solving, they're not getting rid of hurricanes and earthquakes and fires and things like that. They're actually providing solutions on how credit unions can better manage, helping their members and their staff through these natural disasters, which seem to be happening more and more lately. I mean, we just had the fires here in Southern California, the earthquake in Alaska, and then Hurricane Michael on the East Coast earlier this fall, and a myriad of other major events that have happened, just in the last few years. So it's a really good idea for credit unions to have a plan and practice these plans regularly to prepare for this type of stuff, because it's going to continue happening. So credit unions can be there to be that financial resource and be there for their members when they need them, and their staff as well. So it was a great presentation by the i3 team there. Then we had Rice University's, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, it's Utpal Dholakia, and he talked about balancing innovation and execution. You got to have that balance today, or else you're going to be left behind. You might become a blockbuster, unfortunately, but credit unions need to really kind of up their game in balancing innovation and execution and how to get there, because we can all talk about great ideas all day long, but they're nothing until you execute on them. So that's what Utpal talked about. And then we had the University of Texas' very own Sekou Burmese he kind of continued his talk from last year about the war for talent. He went into greater detail than Mark did in his opening remarks, and he talked about using data analytics actually to recruit top talent and to help reduce turnover at your credit union. So some great stuff there from Sekou. And Sekou also has the shiniest shoes I have ever seen. So good on you, Sekou, for doing that. And then next up, we had a really cool session on Filene alumni, and we had Andrew Downen, who is now at Vantage West, and Christopher Forenza, who is now at Savvy Money, kind of talk about their experience at Filene and then how they've taken their experience at Filene and have kind of transferred them into their new organizations. And then there was a Q&A from the audience, which was quite fascinating, asking advice on career advice and things like that, because they've had multiple positions and multiple organizations throughout their careers, and they're just doing some amazing work in their current positions now. But giving a cool recap of their experience at Filene and how it's helped them in their current positions and how it'll probably help them in the future. So it was really good to see them again as well. Kind of like a cool little homecoming as well. Let's see here. What's now? What's on page three here? Oh, we had another i3 team give a presentation on pandemics of all the things. How can credit unions handle pandemics? And I just thought this was super interesting, as pandemics actually are happening. It seems like they're happening more and more lately, especially on a global level, but don't be surprised if they start happening more and more on a national, regional, and local level. So credit unions need to, like preparing for natural disasters, they need to have plans for pandemics, believe it or not. So a topic that has really stuck with me, and I look forward to seeing more about this in the future here. And then after lunch, Filene did their traditional field trips, or day away, as they call them. One group went to the Jacobs Center and talked about payday lending and how they can help folks who are underserved there break that vicious cycle of payday lending. Another group went to Starbucks and talked with one of the top data scientists there, and seeing how they deal with how they can kind of custom more personalized the service toward Starbucks consumers out there, and kind of in a location by location basis. So super interesting stuff there. Another group went to the U.S.-Mexico border, which has been in the news quite a bit lately. So that must have been quite the interesting visit there. A lot of stuff happening down there. A lot of conflict, unfortunately, but somewhat controversial as well. But I think it was probably and a very interesting visit for there for sure, and how they can kind of transfer that experience, that knowledge, to their credit unions moving forward. And then another group went to a WeWork center. A WeWork center sounds pretty innocuous, but actually they went to a WeWork center to kind of introduce themselves to the other folks that work there, and kind of introducing the credit union philosophy and what credit unions are all about there to some folks. And I think it surprised a lot of people. So really cool day away trips there, field trips for the folks there. And then this morning, we opened the show talking about consumer credit scores with JB Arecchia from Savvy Money. He talked about how the landscape is changing with credit scores right now. And one of the takeaways that I got out of it was that millennials are kind of the most popular group that are researching their credit scores more. And the more I thought about it, it's like, well, millennials are now, at least the upper echelon now, are in their 30s, upper 20s, and they're starting to get into their prime earning years. So that means they're looking at their credit scores because they want to buy homes, they want to buy cars, so they need to have their credit scores in tip-top shape to get a home loan, to get an auto loan, et cetera, et cetera. So a great presentation by JB again, and how much Savvy Money has grown. They've actually more than doubled in size since this time last year. So good job from JB and the folks there at Savvy Money. We also talked about, let's see here, the next one was marketing your credit union's program services based on, this was from University of Arizona's Hope Scow and University of California at Irvine's Mary Gilley. They talked about how your members can make, or how credit unions can help it's creating programs and services based on how your members make financial decisions. So super interesting topic, and actually Brian Flynn from CUNY Mutual Group got up there as well and gave his two cents, which was a great compliment to what they were already providing. So that was a great presentation by those folks. And then we had Fordham University's Lerzon Aksoy up there, and she talked about making innovation drive the bottom line, success stories, pardon me while I turn my card here, from the American Innovation Index. And we actually had her here in the studio lounge talking about this in great detail. So some fascinating information that she has discovered through this survey. So I hope you watch our interview interview, and as well as look her up at Fordham University, and go to the Filene website as well, filene.org, and her stuff is on there as well. So really great conversation with her. And then we also had University of California Irvine's Bill Maher. He talked about essential insights on the minds of forward-thinking financial providers out there, especially in our fast-paced technological environment that we're experiencing right now. Like something technologically major will have happened by the time I'm done with this stand-up. So great talk by Bill there as well. And then kind of wrapping it up here, Co-op Financial Services, my gosh, it's a really easy name to say, but I can't for some reason, but Samantha Paxson, who is the Chief Experience Officer there, obviously. I'm hoping I'm getting that right, Samantha, or Chief Marketing Officer. But anyway, she was there on stage giving her expertise on what's kind of coming down the turnpike in innovation, and then all of a sudden, the lights went out. Literally, the lights went out. We had a major power outage here in downtown San Diego. The whole block actually went out, along with our location here. So that said, luckily it was like the last presentation of the day and they were almost done. So we called the show, actually Mark Meyer called the show and said, hey, you know what, that's a wrap. And with many apologies to the attendees, but we have a really cool group that attends this conference each year, and they were very gracious and very understanding about the circumstances here, and it was kind of out of our control. I was actually down here in the vault area of this building doing an interview, and the power went out. It was all black. It got very dark down here. So anyway, but we all soldiered through all the elements and all the power outages and all that stuff that make this conference such. I think it's attaining legendary status now as far as just the wacky weather phenomenon, just the things that happen around, that circulate around this conference, which at its core is a phenomenal way to end the year each year, I think. And it just really kind of motivates you to see what's going to happen in the ensuing year. Folks at Filene are just top notch, and the people that they bring here to present the content are equally so, if not more. So many thanks again, Filene, for inviting me to come out and cover this event and do some interviews with some really cool people. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you guys next year in Raleigh, North Carolina, and hopefully the weather there and all the other things are crystal clear and we have an enjoyable conference. And I think no matter what happens, we'll have a great time nonetheless. So enjoy, and we will see you in 365 days.